AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A down jobs report shows 266,000 new jobs added last month, prompting calls for the Biden administration to end the weekly federal unemployment payments. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The president says the $1.9 trillion virus relief bill has the nation on the right path.
We're moving more rapidly than I thought we would.
But opponents say part of the package is actually hurting employment, with expanded benefits like a $300 weekly check giving the jobless a reason to stay home instead of work. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that's not the case.
We are seeing little evidence that enhanced unemployment benefits are currently impacting or affecting Americans' willingness to work.
Still, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wants the payments to end immediately, and the weak job growth could stiffen GOP resistance to the president's next big push for a massive infrastructure bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The administration is cracking down on ghost guns. A proposed rule from the Justice Department would broaden the definition of a firearm, requiring some gun-making kits to include a serial number. Atlanta's mayor decides against another campaign for office. Rita Foley has this.
Someone said to me yesterday, whatever you do, don't cry.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, a black woman President Biden once considered as a running mate, says she won't run for mayor again. And she says it's not that she wouldn't win.
Nearly 70% of the people in this city still like me.
She wrote in an open letter Thursday night that she prayed about this decision with her husband, Derek, saying at a press conference Friday morning,
I don't know what's next for me personally and for our family.
She mentioned the CEO of Walgreens calling her a friend whom she loves dearly, but Mayor Bottoms denied reports that she would take a job with that company. I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visits a Customs and Border Protection facility in Texas today. Here's the APZ Donahue.
Mayorkas says the border challenge remains.
But our plan of execution is well underway, and the results are compelling.
He pointed out the change at the facility in Donna, Texas.
Rather than approximately 3,700 unaccompanied children, there are 300.
Mayorkas says this is no place for a child, and they will stay in government care until they're reunited with parents.
We are re-engineering that process, and so we are building back better.
Mayorkas says they are also addressing the smuggling organizations that exploit vulnerable children. I'm Ed Donahue.
The owner of a bar in Northern California, San Joaquin County, has been arrested after selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards for $20 each to undercover officers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.